Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. Today I wanted to talk to you about intrusive thoughts and how to deal with them. What is the difference between intrusive thought and an OCD thought and an anxious thought, and just all about that. So first of all, do people without OCD get intrusive thoughts? Yes, absolutely. It's been proven in studies that people with OCD and people without OCD actually get the same thought in the very beginning. So that weird thought that came into your mind of what if, or I have an urge to, or whatever it is, right? That can come into anybody's mind. So a person with OCD, a person without OCD, a person who's about to develop OCD, it goes across the board. But the difference is the reaction, and that's what's been proven in the studies. It was one of the major universities that's done studies. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. But the difference is in how the person reacts. A person without OCD who's not in danger of developing OCD would just be like, "Oh, that's a silly thought, whatever. Who cares? I'm moving on." And that's it. And it happens so fast that a lot of the times they won't even notice these thoughts much. A person who maybe is slightly sensitive but is not in danger of developing OCD might take more of a notice of it, but still dismiss it. A person who is about to develop OCD or has already developed OCD, when they get this thought, they would say, "What does this mean about me? I have to make sure this is not true." And they start to ruminate, they start to analyze, or they will start to do some sort of a compulsion to somehow disarm the thought. So this could be a confession, this could be reassurance seeking, this could be some sort of a physical compulsion as well, to make sure that the fear is not valid. So for example, if they got an intrusive thought about, say, what if something say what if the something bad happens to the car and everybody ends up in an accident. A physical compulsion would be to take the car to the mechanic. You know? But no matter how many times they take it to the mechanic, nothing would ever be good enough. You know? And then if after a while, kind of the brain just like, okay, fine, you know, everything is fine with that, it would just move on to a different OCD theme, you know, when it becomes kind of very, very obvious that there's nothing wrong with the car, it would just move on to a new theme. So that is kind of how intrusive thoughts go. And you have to understand that in terms of the level of OCD thoughts versus the level of when do we call this an OCD thought? We call it an OCD thought when it has a compulsion, whether mental or physical, attached to it. Before that, it would be called intrusive thought. But even at the level of intrusive thought, you can still do ERP. You don't need to actually have OCD to do ERP. You can do ERP for everything across the board. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've used ERP, and I had a video about using ERP in daily life, you know, kind of looking at the situation, whatever situation you are facing in real life, in OC with an OCD thoughts, and looking at it like, is this worth me, you know, reacting? What would happen if I react? Okay, I'm gonna choose not to react because the reaction would be unproductive, you know, and it really helps propel you through life without kind of taking every thought seriously, every situation seriously. You know, a good example is if you are having a conflict with somebody, you know, you can blow the conflict out of proportion more and more and more, or you can say, you know what, I'm going to choose not to react. You know, it doesn't mean that it doesn't bother you, but it means that you are choosing not to react because you're seeing that it's not productive anymore at this point, you know. So, applying that to any thought that you dislike, you know, whether it's just unproductive, whether it's intrusive, whether it's obsessive, you know, and ideally, see, if everybody was taught how OCD works and how intrusive thoughts work, nobody would really get them to that extent. Like, we would probably still, they would still kind of cycle through the mind because we're getting so many thoughts a day. But we would not really even notice them. For some people, that actually does happen automatically. But for a lot of people who are very sensitive, and I'm telling you, in 9 years, every single person I've ever spoken to has been a very sensitive person. That is the prerequisite to getting OCD. So the person is sensitive from birth, from the beginning, and at some point it just something snaps and the person gets OCD. You know, it becomes too much. Maybe it was a stressful situation. Sometimes it comes from PTSD. Sometimes it comes from stress. Sometimes it comes from good stress, like such as like, you know, a new baby or a job change or a move, from those kinds of situations, which should be a good situation, but it's just too much for the person to handle, you know. But like, again, this is kind of going back to my earlier videos as well, that, you know, as you recover from OCD, I really highly recommend, even after recovery, doing ERP for daily life stuff, not reacting so strongly to just everyday life stuff. Yes, it's not OCD thoughts. Yes, it's not obsessive or whatever. But, you know, if you make yourself tougher, you know, mentally tougher, mentally not so sensitive, that helps as a prevention method to not get into OCD again in the future. You know, it just kind of, it changes how you view things. And a good way to do this also is to, take a person in your life who kind of has that quality naturally. You know, they just kind of whatevering their way through life, and try to react to things how they would react to things. Even though it feels unnatural to you, just try to do that, you know. And if the thought gets stuck, right, like an intrusive thought, how would they react to it? What would they do? You know, and then try to mimic that. Take the chance and try to mimic it. You're not really taking a chance. Nothing bad will happen, but it feels like it, right? So it's a lot of the times just taking a chance and saying, well, this person would do it, so I'll just do it too, and I'll see how it goes, you know? Obviously, you know, you need to kind of, you know, judge it for yourself, but kind of taking the less sensitive approach whenever possible. And eventually, just like you train your brain to get out of OCD, you can also train your brain to be less sensitive to the everyday life stuff, which will in turn protect you from getting OCD in the future. I hope you find my videos helpful. If you would like to do the recovery program, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there. Thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe. I'll see you in the next video.